It's been a day of political upset at Aberdeen's townhouse, with councillors facing suspension, the biggest group locked out of power, and one councillor going it alone. I'm Phil McDonald at Aberdeen City Council headquarters, where talks are continuing into how the administration here will be formed nearly 2 weeks after we went to the polls. It all started relatively smoothly here this morning, with former Labour group leader Barney Crockett appointed the new Lord Provost. He called for agreements to be made to get things up and running.
I think the priorities will be to make sure that the city functions properly, that we have an enabling city council that's helping the civic bodies do what they need to do.
That deal? A coalition between the Independents, Labour and the Tories. And that caused upset, with Labour bosses down south threatening to suspend councillors from the party if they refuse to distance themselves from that plan. Then Lib Dem councillor for Hazelhead, Ashley and Queen's Cross, Jennifer Stewart, moved seat to be with the Independents. She's standing down from the party, telling me it's not a decision she's taken lightly.
I want to provide the best service and commitment, as I always have, to the public. And I felt staying within the Liberal Democrat group, I wasn't going to be able to do that.
Now, there's confusion over whether the council can be led by more than one person in the event of the coalition Labour, Conservative and the Independents want. And it's something bosses at the local authority say they'll need to check out.
I have socialist values at my core, and I'm here to make sure that they are promoted in this city as part of this administration.
We now hear that we're going to have a Labour manifesto implemented by the Conservatives. Why did you stand for election, guys?
Stephen Flynn of the SNP and Jenny Ling of Labour battling it out for leadership in the Granite City. That led to re-election for Ling, who then refused to elect a deputy for the time being, locking the SNP, who have the most councillors, out of the top jobs. So it's on to choosing who will head up what committees on the council, with nothing clearer on how the council will be made up. That's it for now, but I'll be bringing you the latest from here all evening over on our Twitter at North Sound News.